from stpcatalyst.com.
Joining me in the Catalyst studio today from My Mayor is Vince Nowicki. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Joe. How are you doing today?
I'm living the dream. Nice. How is life on the campaign trail?
Life on the campaign trail is going great. Right after our last interview, we had an event, which was a great turnout downtown. We had almost about 100 people show up. Today, we have a Cinco de Mayo event on the other side of town, getting great responses from people. Knocked on 12,000 doors already, 7,000 calls made, a few thousand texts going out. So really starting to see a lot of traction in the campaign and a great grassroots effort.
Great. We're talking about technology, innovation, science, things of that nature. So if you were to be elected mayor, what are some of the emerging things in science and tech you'd look to explore or implement?
Well, so the first thing, I don't know if it's emerging, but I definitely think we need to do something with our flooding neighborhoods like Shore Acres. So it could be considered a little bit older technology, but just hasn't been implemented. You have cities like Miami, Tampa, countries like the Netherlands that have invested in water vaults and water pumps and stormwater drains that are below sea level. So when it rains, neighborhoods and streets don't flood. So I don't think that's emerging or new technology, but just something that hasn't been implemented here. And a lot of residents throughout the city suffer just from basic rain or high tide, let alone a Category 4 hurricane or just a tropical storm. Neighborhoods like Shore Acres flood just at high tide or just regular rain. So that's one technology I'd like to implement in the city.
And you know, climate change and sea level rise is on a lot of people's minds. Where do you see St. Pete in the timeline of needing to deal with that?
Timeline was 10 years ago and just hasn't been done. You know, Mayor Kreisman shut down Albert Witted Water Treatment Plant, filled it up with concrete, and we haven't opened up a new water treatment plant since then. Water levels have been rising here over the last few years, and neighborhoods like Shore Acres continuously flood just with regular rain. So the timeline isn't something we need to focus on 4 years, 7 years down the line. It's something that needs to be done and tackled yesterday.
What's another technology innovation that you're interested in?
So I'm the only candidate on my website, on my platform, to talk about implementing a blockchain or cryptocurrency throughout the city. So I think implementing a blockchain currency throughout the city could be used to fund municipal bonds to reinvest in our infrastructure like water, sewer, and roads without having to rely so heavily on increasing taxes. Furthermore, you know, with a cryptocurrency, it could be used for goods and services within the city limits. I've talked with hundreds of bar, restaurant, and business owners throughout the city that would be excited about having a citywide and backed blockchain currency that they could accept from customers. And it would give residents of the city to actually reinvest in the city, and it would eliminate merchant processing fees. So companies like Visa, MasterCard, and Amex that are worth trillions of dollars, it would keep that money here locally in St. Pete, and it would save the business merchant processing fees, it would save the consumer money, and ultimately the city, which pays millions of dollars in bank processing fees every year, we could use that to reinvest in entrepreneurs and tech startups.
And when you look at the mechanism for that, or do you see using an existing coin like an Ethereum or a Bitcoin, or do you see developing a completely new local coin for St. Petersburg?
I see a completely new coin for St. Petersburg. You know, we don't want to be tied to something that the city obviously doesn't control because that would put a lot of people's money at risk. So it would be a simple blockchain currency backed by a municipal bond.
Any other things you're looking at?
One other thing is, you know, I think with the rise of just modern technology, you know, that could bring a step of transparency to city government. With social media platforms, there's no reason why the city can't use social media to live stream, you know, city council meetings on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. There's a lot of new platforms that the city could take advantage of to get more residents engaged instead of just the traditional city council chambers forcing people to show up.
Yeah, and a lot of those methods are set up where you'll get a long stream of people asking questions or taking their time allotments. You know, how would you restructure that to have a more robust interaction with the constituency?
I don't think there's any problem with citizens using their full 3-minute or 2-minute time allotment. I think it would be good to have more people engaged and obviously would be a learning curve for the city and residents with streaming meetings on social media platforms. But I think as more people got engaged and see government the way they'd like to see it, I think it would be a benefit for everybody overall. But with anything with new and emerging technology, there's definitely a learning curve.
All right, thanks. My mayor, Ben Stanwyckie, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks, Joe. I appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
From stpcatalyst.com.